My name is Christian Barnion, and to my left I have
April Mensch,
and then
Mallory Secretary,
and from
Commissioner office. Judy.
Judy, can you repeat your name again?
Judith Siegel.
Alright. And then from?
And then Matt Young, current planning.
And?
Vivian Kolarski, planning commissioner for Commissioner Siegel.
Okay. Alright, so this is a part for public comment in this period devoted to comment by the general public about this on this agenda. There's no discussions, actions, or vote that might be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing signs at the time as they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and we don't have a podium, okay? And if you gotta clear your name, you gotta say your name clearly and say your address and your last name for the record. And then any members of the board would like to extend the length of this presentation, they'll be done by the chairperson and the board counselee by the majority vote. Is there any public comment? No? All right. So now we move to the approval of minutes of the last meeting on
February 25th.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So motion passes. Now we move to the approval of the agenda to today. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, this motion passes, and now we go with the first item. I think it's the only item. The WS250186 Maryland Geeky Legacy LLC, a waiver of development standard for increasing maximum parking. And then we're going to review the signs.
Hi, George Rogers, architect representing the applicant, 6325 South Jones Boulevard. Mm-hmm. May I turn the easel just a little bit? Everybody see? So the site is technically the site fronts on Maryland Parkway. There's an existing office building with parking behind it right now, but it's contiguous with an undeveloped piece of property just to the east and the north of the existing developed parcel. And it's adjacent to single family. We were able to site the building and keep it away from the single family. We were able to park it, but I guess more importantly, we were able to provide all of the buffers and grading that the ordinance requires for adjacency to single family. And because we were able to do all of that, all the leftover property became useful for plaza in front of the building itself, but we didn't increase the building beyond the 2 floors. Of course, we could have gone to a 3rd floor if we were able to park it, but we couldn't. But there was still some surplus parking, which we included. That's the waiver that was mentioned in the description. So staff asked me to provide a waiver request for 57 parking spaces where only 53 are required. 46 plus 15% is all I can do, but we have 4 more, and it seemed a waste to turn it into more plaza, which we have a lot of, and more landscaping, which we provided adequately. So we added 4 more parking spaces, and that's the only waiver request. Everything else is by the book, and it'll be a multi-tenant building, and got some elevations here, which may be what you, there we go. Elevations of the building, it's very standard. You can't see it from Maryland Parkway, but staff required us to meet the Maryland Parkway requirements of the overlay, nevertheless. The other elevations.
The On the west.
Okay, west and south.
And the landscape plan. This might give you an idea of how the building goes. This is the existing building right now that exists on the property, and so we're not near as big. I will tell you, though, even though this is five floors, they were very, very compact floors. Like, it was done back in the early 70s, I think. And it wasn't done to today's standard of floor-to-floor height for high ceilings. Not like this building will be. We can see that we've buffered all sides and we stayed away from the single family residential. We knew that no matter what we did, we had to do that. All kinds of applications come in with all kinds of waivers because of the residential adjacency, but it's so difficult and it's unfair to do to the people who have been living there for 80 years, 70 years. So with that, I can answer any questions you might have or concerns.
Is there general questions by the public? No? From the board?
Sure. What is this? It's an office building. Do you have, how far along are you in your planning with this? Do you have like tenants in mind or?
So it's a multi-tenant office building. The owners of the property, who are acting as developers right now, are targeting medical because that's kind of what happens in that corridor. They're targeting medical, but they haven't started to look for tenants yet.
Okay.
And it hasn't gone past what you see right here. So we haven't started engineering to get into public works, and they haven't hired me to do the construction drawings and engineering yet. They're going through the process very prudently.
So they're going to go through the law firm to get access to that building, right?
Yeah, there's two driveways right now that exist on Maryland Parkway.
Mm-hmm. That's how they're going to get.
Am I correct that front building is vacant currently?
No, it's not vacant.
Okay. I know it looked vacant for a while, but I haven't.
In fact,
there's multi-tenants.
There's multi-tenants in it, including the law firm, the principals are the owners of the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? No? Oh, Judy, do you have any questions?
No, no questions. I'm just glad to see that they're going to do something with the office building. But no questions.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any further
questions.
Do you want me to do
the motion?
Do you want to do a motion?
Let's do a motion.
Motion to approve with staff conditions.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. That passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So now we move to the public comment portion of this item. If you'd like to make a comment or have any questions about the project, please state your name, address, directions. Do I have any public comments? So, general business.
No general business,
okay. All right, so the next meeting will be on?
April 29th.
All right, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Is it almost a record?
No, your record was 7 minutes.
Oh, was it?